Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Aren't you tired of giving back profits to the market? You need a trading process that provides you with a leading market condition analysis so you can recognize the tops and the bottoms in your portfolio. Technotrader has been helping traders achieve their profit targets for more than 24 years with a complete trading methodology that you won't find anywhere else. Check out the new online trading courses at technotrader.courses.
Good morning, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about how to protect your trades from huge losses. One of the areas of stock and mutual fund investing that worries every trader is how to protect their capital and the new profits that they've made. Everyone is concerned that the stock market will suddenly collapse and they'll lose all their money. And that's something that we need to address and deal with. It's very important to consider not just how much money you can make in the stock market, because it's easy to make money in the stock market if you understand what's going on. But it's even easier to lose all your money if you don't understand what's going on. So today we're going to cover that topic. One of the most important things that you have to understand is that most of the information that is written about the stock market is not accurate where you go to read it. Oftentimes the information that you have is very outdated and it is not reliable because it's so old. It may seem new to you, but to the professional side, they heard about it months ago. So you have to be aware that you get news very late and you have to be careful about that. One of the most reliable ways of keeping track of what's really going on is not to listen to the nightly news or hear, well, the Dow was up 100 points. Oh, the Dow collapsed 100 points. You hear this on the news all the time. And it's easy to imagine that the Dow has these huge, colossal swings because of the expletives and the adjectives that are associated with everything the Dow does. The Dow is only 30 companies. That's a minuscule number of stocks. It's a tiny number of representation, and it doesn't even represent all of the industries in the United States. It's not a reliable way. Even the S&P 500 only covers 500 stocks. And they are the largest companies. That doesn't mean anything as regards to what's actually going on. So you need to be careful about where you get your news. One of the great ways that you can track and make sure that you have security with your investments is to study stock charts, because it is pretty easy to see a top or a bottom forming. And you need to learn to use stop losses. Now, I know you're all going to roll your eyes because everybody thinks the stop losses don't work. Stop losses for long-term investing or for position trading are designed to protect you from catastrophic losses. There are times when the market will plummet because of some crisis in the world, because of a banking debacle, because of some other financial market has collapsed, or political problems, or whatever. And you need to protect your capital and your profits. You can't just buy something and hope it will go up. That's not what you would do. You wouldn't buy a car and then just leave it downtown and never check on it and never make sure that it was okay. That would be ridiculous. Your car would be vandalized and you could lose the car. You couldn't trust that you could just park it there and leave it there for years and hope that nobody would bother it. Anytime you have an asset, you have to protect it and look after it. And stocks are the same way. Now you're going to say, oh, I don't have time. You don't have time. Do you do repairs on your house? Do you pay the mortgage on your house? Do you pay your taxes on your house? Your house is your most important asset. Of course you do. You do repairs, you do maintenance, you paint your house, you clean your house, you fix your house because it is a huge asset and you're trying to protect your investment. You also have insurance on it in case it has a fire, flood, or whatever. So you're always protecting the house, your most important asset at all times. Same with your car. You wash your car, you get the car's oil changed, you pay the insurance, you pay the monthly payments on it. You take care of your car and you make sure it's taken care of. All your assets need to be taken care of. Stocks are no different. You can't just buy them and assume they're going to go up and stay up or whatever. or spend all your time worrying about the stock market crashing because you don't understand what causes crashes. There are specific things that cause stock market crashes, and they don't happen all the time. I know people think that they happen all the time, but they don't. They're actually rare events. If you were to look at a stock chart of the stock market over the last 100 years, you'd find that there are very few crashes. Most of the time, the stock market is either moving sideways or moving up. It corrects on short-term trend, which is only a few days to a few months, and then it resumes its uptrend. And this is why most people make money in the stock market. If you're investing long-term or have bought mutual funds, you still need to use stop losses or have a place where you would exit. You have to plan that you're not going to hold stocks as long as you would necessarily think you have. A lot of times, you'll be told that you should just buy a stock and sit on it. That used to be great advice years ago when new technology product cycle took 10, 20, 30 years to cycle through. Nowadays, the new product cycle is 5 to 7 years. Think about it. How old is your smartphone? How old are your mobile devices? People no longer hold on to a product for 20 years, and that's part of the cycle. Stop losses protect you from catastrophic losses, and they should be placed at an appropriate support level that allows the stock to move up and continue up for the appropriate length of time that you are holding it. So if you're investing for the long term and you're going to hold a stock for 5 or 7 years or maybe even 10 years if you get lucky, then that stop is going to be further down than if you had a stop loss for a very short-term trade of a few weeks. I do not recommend day trading because day trading is extremely high risk. It's very expensive to do correctly. And the SEC sent out many warnings that they don't advise retail traders to day trade. It has become very, very hard to make money day trading, but you can learn to swing trade or precision trade. And if you do these shorter term trades for a few days or a few weeks or a few months, then your stocks would be in a totally different location than they would be for a long-term investment. Percentage stop losses don't work anymore. They were a great way to put a stop loss in years and years ago when there were no stock charts, there was no technical analysis, there were no online brokers. So there was no way for the average investor to really understand what their stock was doing. By putting in a percentage stop loss, it was a good idea 30 years ago. It's no longer a good idea because many, many traders and high-frequency traders know those percentage stop losses and they trade against them. You have to put it in a known support level where the majority of traders were buyers or investors were buyers because that's where those buyers will come back in again because they saw that as a good price for that stock. That's another topic, but it's very important. So in order to protect your profits and your capital, the first thing you do after you buy a stock is you determine where that stop loss should be placed even before you buy the stock, regardless if you're buying it for long-term investment or if you're buying it for a short-term trade for a few weeks. You need to know where you're going to place your stop loss before you buy the stock. And if you do this and you run a risk analysis, you will see whether that entry point for the stock is a low risk or a high risk. And this helps guide you as to whether this is really a good price to pay for that stock. So instead of going out and buying a stock because it's on the news and everybody says it's going up and up and up and you get all excited and you buy Apple and you think, oh, Apple's going to continue going up. If you had done a risk analysis at that point and you had checked where a stop loss could be placed and you saw that the stop loss was a couple hundred points below that, you would have known that it was an extraordinarily high risk entry for Apple at that time and you would not have bought that stock. Rather, you could have waited a little while and you could have gotten into Apple as it started to bottom and started to move back up again. So stop losses aren't just beneficial in protecting you from catastrophic losses, but also they guide you as to whether or not you're really buying the stock at a good price. This isn't really timing the stock. It is actually being prudent and wise in determining the best value of the company. It's not just the P&E ratios or the earnings or the dividends that matter. It's also how the stock market, those who are buying and selling the stock, see the stock's value. The company and the stock are two different things. The first thing you have to do before you even buy a stock is determine where you're going to put the stop loss and how much loss you could take if you bought the stock at that price and it reversed and went down. You have to know and be prepared and willing to accept that risk. Otherwise, you should not buy the stock. So let's say you're looking at a stock that is bottoming and it's coming up and it's a fairly young stock and you're going to get into it and you see that it's selling for around $20. And then you see on the stock chart, if you study it, that there's a lot of strong support. In other words, sideways action. Support is always sideways action below the current price. And you see that there's a lot of dark pools that have been buying in, and there's special indicators that tell you that dark pools are buying. So you put your stop loss below that, and you determine that you have 2 points risk. So if you buy the stock at 20 and it reverses and goes down below the support level of 2 points, you are going to lose $2 for every share you own. So if you own 100 shares, you would lose $200. You have to be willing to be prepared to lose that, and you have to understand that there is that risk. So you would determine whether or not that was acceptable risk, because the upside potential for that stock could be as high as $100. So for every share that you owned, you would make $100. And that gives you a basis of the risk that you have. So you have 2 points at risk and the potential for the stock to move up 100 more points. So you have 2 points that you could lose and 100 points that you could gain. Or perhaps you only have 10 points that the stock could move up and 2 points risk. You need to calculate all of this before you buy a stock long term. Usually long term, you have many, many, many points that you can gain, and you want to leave enough of the stop loss low enough so that the stock can move up and down in its normal patterns, because all stocks will move up for a while, and then they'll either move sideways or they'll move down for a while, and then they'll continue back up and move even higher. This is the normal trend, and that's why the stocks and stock market continue to trend upward. If you look at it historically, over 100 years or more, you will see that the stock market has continued to move up over time. If you place your stop loss appropriately, then you will not have a catastrophic loss. A catastrophic loss is when you lose more than 20% of your capital. A lot of people, and I've heard it over and over and over again, they hold on to a stock and hold on to it because they love the company or they love the product. The stock goes down 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%. They're still holding it. The stock loses 80% and finally they decide they can't stand the pain anymore and they sell it for an 80% loss. And then the stock turns around and moves up. You never, ever, ever want to be in this position. There's been a couple of times when I've been teaching people and they've written me in 2000, they've written me in 2008, and they've said, Martha, my stops hit, what do I do? I'm out of my stocks. And I say, there's a reason why all those stops hit on your long-term investments. And you should not rebuy the stock. Well, it may have moved up a little bit today. No, something major has happened if all those stops hit. And they're telling you that we're heading for a bear market. So one of the things that a lot of long-term investors need to consider doing is learning how to appropriately place stop losses that will allow their stock to go up and down in its natural formation, that it naturally does over time, over many years, but also have trailing profit stops and continue to move up to protect capital and profit as the stock climbs. If you were with me in 2003 when I first saw Apple starting to move out of its bottom and Steve Jobs came back online, and in 2004, someplace in there, it was less than $20, and I said, put it on a watch list, the stock is doing very well, there's a lot of opportunities, Jobs is back, and things should start looking up for this company. And the stock moved up and up, and if you had bought it then and then sold out at the top when I said to people around 600, 650, the stock is having an extraordinary peak in its cycle, and it's at very high risk of having a bear market of its own. Didn't matter what the rest of the market was doing, Apple was due for its own bear market. Steve Jobs had died. They had lost their momentum and steam. They had been the biggest company in the world for a while, and that's always going to be followed by a contraction. And so knowing that, you could have made a nice sum of money over several years, 2004 to 2011. So it wasn't a very long hold, about 7 years. And this is pretty typical. You have to be prepared that you're not going to be holding stocks as long as your parents or grandparents did, because the new technology cycle has shrunk. So if you're a trader, if you're a swing trader, a position trader, intermediate term trader, or even a momentum trader, your stop losses are going to be tighter because you're holding the stock for less time and taking profits as it comes, either for a few days, a few weeks, or a few months. Long-term investors will have a wider stop loss placement. It is imperative that you have a stop loss. If you go into the market and buy a stock and you don't have a stop loss and something happens and that stock moves down, you can lose a huge amount of your capital. And that will make it impossible for you to short-term trade until you save more money. Stop losses are essential. If you say to me, "Martha, I got stopped out," then I will say to you, "You placed the stop inappropriately as the stock went down and then turned around and moved back up." Most of the time, retail traders are trading stocks that are too high risk. They keep the stops too tight, or they use percentage stop losses, which the high-frequency traders love, and they take them out constantly. And so you're putting yourself in harm's way, and you are going to lose money. There's an appropriate place to put a stop loss for a swing trader, and it's different for a position trader. They're not the same. You can't use percentages. They don't work anymore. And you need to learn how to put them appropriately using technical analysis. If you don't know how to place stop losses appropriately, sure, you're going to get whipsawed out, and then the stock is going to move up further. So there is an appropriate way to do this, and you have to learn these things. You can try going to weekend seminars and reading things on Investopedia, which is a great place to study things, but it is not the information that you need. Information is worthless unless you can turn it into education that helps you to understand the information. And what really it boils down to is you have to learn the new technology product cycle and new technology stock cycle, and you have to understand where this all is coming from, and then follow the dark pools who are investing on their own behalf or in small caps that are growing exponentially. If you do this, your portfolio will be very strong and you'll be very happy because you will continually beat the market. You can make money in the stock market, but the stock market isn't a casino. It's not gambling. So don't treat it with that much disrespect. It is the business of businesses. It is the corporations that employ people. And those corporations support the small businesses that employ even more people than the big corporations. It's what makes our economy run. It's what makes it possible for you to go to college or buy a home or have a job or start a business or buy a new car or finance your daughter's wedding. It matters. The stock market is very important. It needs to be treated with respect. It's not a casino. It's not a game. There are plenty of places for you to go play games. There's plenty of places for you to go to casinos and gamble. The stock market is not that. The stock market is the business of businesses. I'm Martha Stokes, and that's our radio show for this week.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders, and certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.